Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the fourth Monday of the month, and now the all-new Breakthrough Networking 2 to 4, Al Fulton, this is exciting. It's like a debut show because you're now three times what you were.
Great. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Dave. Look forward to inviting the listeners to learn about business networking as well as some computer networking websites.
Very, very important. And, of course, NetOne Services, Al, you're the owner. It's all about really service, I'm going to say. But beyond the services, what you do to help people is with their computers, IT, social media, web design, a whole gamut of stuff. But the thing that's remarkable about you, it always has been, is your just sparkling service. I mean, beyond excellence. I'm now going to coin it beyond excellence.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We have a good team assembled, and they enjoy what they're doing, and they know what they're doing.
You know, and that's so important is, and they do it cheerfully. You know, that's a very important aspect of service. It's not, one element, know what they're doing, obviously, timely doing what they're doing, and they deliver it in a way that makes you feel taken care of. And I think that's the key to your success.
So true.
And that's just rare in today's time, don't you think? In any industry.
It is.
I mean, when's the last time anyone's, and we'll introduce our guest in a second, but he feels left out here. But, but I mean, let's introduce him now.
Sure.
Yeah, you want to do the honors?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, someone I've known for so long and executive director for, is that what you call yourself, executive director?
Yeah, the executive director.
That's what I thought, for the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, none other than Edward Gomillion.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Al Fulton is a valued member of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and thank you very much for inviting me to the show.
Sure, welcome.
And I have to really ditto what David was saying about the service from NetOne Services. Since you've joined the chamber, you've done an excellent job of being able to not only promote your services, but also to really go forth and do a lot of wonderful things for people above and beyond what they ever expected, which is why your business is so successful.
Oh, that's true. Thank you.
There's no doubt about it. So we both recognize Al as a superstar.
A very good superstar.
There's no question in my mind. I always say that. Do you ever get tired of me saying that? Everywhere I go, right? We networked at Gelly's other couple of weeks ago. Do you ever get tired of that? Every time I meet someone, I go, you got to use Al Fulton.
But you have to keep in mind, it's the team. The team is...
Yeah, good point, the team.
Right. Yeah, so I
it is a good team.
It might be a good leader, but they're the ones that actually know what they're doing, and I applaud them for...
Well, it's a good point because I do a deal with Christian, who's going to be in studio, social media, the web design. He's done a fabulous job. And let's see, was it AJ I dealt with?
Or? Yes.
Yeah, very, very good people. I just amazed. It just amazes me. And so the question was, Edward, is, and I won't call you Mr. Edward or Mr. Ed either.
Thank you, Wilbur.
Yeah, exactly. But the question is, really, service in today's economy, I mean, not today's economy, service in this nation is not that good. When have you really seen amazing service, going to a restaurant or something, and sometimes, in fact, I had to wait. You want to, I won't mention the name. Now I'm really mad. Okay. I'll just give you a quick example. I was driving through, and I won't mention the name to protect innocent, but it was a pretty well-known drive-through, fast food place. They're all over the place, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. So I drove through, and I ordered what I was going to order. I won't say because it would have given it away.
Yeah.
And they go, well, drive around to the other end of the building and then we'll deliver it to you. So I did, and I'm waiting and waiting, and this car almost hits me, and this guy almost gets out because I'm, sitting there waiting for the food, and he's mad at me and the traffic, and I'm on the other side of the building, and no one ever comes out.
Oh, wow.
So I had to park, and I went in. I go, why did I just drive through if I had to come in?
Mm-hmm.
And one of their employees said, this happens all the time. So I asked for the manager. That service is not good.
Well, there are pockets of excellent service around the valley. And you have to understand also you were in a drive-through. So the level of training at that type of establishment might not be corporate level.
Good point. But it should be, though.
It should be. Absolutely right.
The standards were not good. And whether it's corporate, big chain, whatever, it's like, you know, when will finally someone take charge and not accept mediocrity or worse?
That's a good question. And as I was saying, there's pockets of exceptional service, and it stems from not only corporations that have exceptional training, but also from individuals and where you are. And we can really take this into a whole nother level of society and upbringing and personal ethics and work ethics. But as a nation, what you're saying is the work ethic has really declined. And that's just so true. But on the same token, a lot of it can be learned, and it can be learned with the proper training. And so when you get into a corporation that provides that type of training and excellence and with an attitude of gratitude and being of service to others, it really shines through in the individual.
Absolutely. And you talk about pockets of excellence, and that brings up, in my mind, the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. I mean, there's a pocket of excellence. Tell us a little bit about the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and what makes their, you know, they what makes this chamber stand out?
Well, I'd say we're not the largest chamber in the valley by far. The North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce has been in existence since 1963. So we've been around for a very long time. And we've had our ups and downs. And as any chamber has gone through different management, different boards of directors. But I'm happy to say that right now we probably have our strongest board of directors ever and focus with our committees and really getting our ducks in a row and our ship in order. And because of that, we're able to offer more value, more return on investment to our members. And what makes us different, I wouldn't really say what makes us different. We're not necessarily different in our structure, but we're different in our thinking. We don't like to be a good old boy chamber where only a few people are getting all of the leads or all of the benefit. We like to have value for all of our members. And with that, we first and foremost want to recognize that we are a chamber of commerce, not a glorified networking company. And so while we do networking and while we have networking events, we also need to be of service to the community, first and foremost, and secondarily of service to our members. And so my position, although it's executive director and it sounds great, and it is a position of influence within the chamber, my position is really to be of service to the members and also to the community.
That is fabulous. Service to the members and to the community.
Absolutely.
That's quite a responsibility.
It's fun.
Yeah, he likes it. All right, so we will hire him. All right, we're going to take you away.
I like the attitude that the individuals have there. It's almost like a mentorship. The individuals who have been in the industry a number of years, and there's someone that's new to the industry, they'll come up next to the person and say, oh, well, here's a good way to do this. And there's some advice that is shared both directions. And that's what I like about this Chamber of Commerce.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's a real friendly environment, but very caring and helpful.
Yes, exactly.
And you've been a member for a little while now.
Yes, and I've met some terrific individuals in a wide range of industries, and I've learned some things from others as well. My focus is typically on IT and solving certain problems, but hearing the different individuals that get a chance to stand up and present their company and their service, they enlighten us as to why to certain things are done, and extermination of bugs or different industries like the real estate and the market. They keep us a pulse on the industry. So I like being part of North Phoenix Chamber.
That is excellent. And now a shout out to one of my friends, Luke Schaefer. We like Luke Schaefer.
Luke's a good man.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Luke?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Really? Do you?
Yes.
Cool guy.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice individual. So let's talk a little bit more about the chamber. I mean, how do you talked about work ethic as well, and I bet I'm just going to guess you probably have a lot of hardworking people within the chamber.
Absolutely. You know, the chamber is much bigger than any one individual. And so it takes a lot of like-minded individuals to come together and form committees, people that want to give back rather than coming into an event or a networking function and saying, you know, what am I going to get out of this? And going into it and saying, all right, how can I find one or two people to give back to? And when you have that type of mentality and about how can I serve others and how can I help other people survive and thrive, then it comes back to you. It just multiplies itself tenfold over.
So what are some of the events that you have available for members and in case or people interested in becoming members? I bet there's some open events, and maybe there's some only members-only events. Is that how it works?
We really haven't had any member-only events. What we like to do is open our events to anyone who wants to take a look at the chamber. If you're a business owner or an individual and you want to take a look at our chamber to say, hey, is this right for me? We want to give you the opportunity to dip your toe in the water, so to speak, and get a sense of it. So you can come as a guest to our events. Normally, we charge $10 for anyone that wants to come to an event and take a look. But if you call us or if you talk to one of our boards of directors or an individual like Al, you know, you can come as his guest or ours, and we'll just have you as our guest and have you in there at no cost.
Oh, that's very generous.
Yes. You
know? Oh, wow, that's good, because some chambers aren't like that. It's like, you know, pay your 25 or else. In fact, this reminds me of another story. I'm not going to mention this chamber, but it's certainly not you guys. You guys are very friendly. I've been to some of your events, no doubt. This is another chamber. They used to have that same policy, and they abruptly changed it without notice. So they were charging $25 an event for non-members, but they abruptly changed it. They didn't get it out quick enough to notify people. So here I drove a long way. I go there, and they go, no, it's $25, or you can't even don't even think about coming in.
And they didn't waive it.
They didn't waive it.
Yeah.
Can you? I was shocked at that because. And I won't say their name, but look at the bad publicity they could have. And they did it to several people. And I go, really? I go, I know you guys. In fact, I had the president on my radio show.
Oh. Ouch.
That was even more shocking.
Well, I don't believe that you should have to pay $25 to come take a look at our chamber to see if it's right for your business.
See, that's what makes you guys great. And that's what makes you great, Edward.
Well, thank you.
Edward. I've known you how long now? Quite a while.
Several years, yeah.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, what I really like about both, you know, Al as well, is you mentioned the thing, attitude of gratitude, or gratitude of attitude. No, attitude of gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a reflection of how you come from your heart and soul, if you think about it. The compassion you have for people, the service to others, that's unique. You don't really, you're not taking a hardline business approach. You're really taking an approach of how can I help? Where some other organizations do not come from that place, how they're thinking, how can these members help us?
Well,
that's a different story.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people want to rule or control by using, you know, fear, intimidation, being able to suppress people to elevate themselves or to put them into a higher status, and that's not where we come from. And the old model of pulling people down to elevate yourself, it just doesn't work. And, you know, I have a personal philosophy of a candle loses nothing lighting other candles. And so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like that one. So
where'd you hear that?
I got that from a Dr. Stephen Eli.
And really?
So, so if he's listening, I borrowed it.
That is fantastic. That's really good. Tommy, did you ever hear that? No? You want to use it someday? He's our producer.
You can rent it.
Rent it at Blockbuster.
I did.
Oh, not Blockbuster. I don't think they're around anymore.
There's a few.
Are there?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. Okay. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to our discussion after the break with special guest Edward. Great name. Go Million.
Go Million.
Go Million. I love that name. And, of course, this is a Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the fourth Monday of every month from 2 to 4, it is Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton and NetOne Services. And Al, boy, you brought in a great guest, Edward Gomillion. He's like a million. Gomillion. That's like a chair. We could do a chair for you.
You know what? I was talking to a woman on the phone from what used to be Quest, and she's across the state, and I said Gomillion, and she's just in the background here going, Gomillion, Gomillion.
That is so cool.
It was funny.
Now, as we're continuing our discussion, I think everyone, if you're at your computer watching this, of course, you can watch it at breakradioshow.com. That's break. radioshow.com, B as in R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. You can also go to northphoenixchamber.com, and you can see a really nice picture of Edward. That's a classy picture, Edward.
That's
you look like a model in there.
I got a great face for radio, Dave.
Well, I don't know. It looks like pretty good. It looks like you're a TV star or something.
It does.
Oh, really? That's a really good picture.
Yeah.
Nice website, too. So northphoenixchamber.com. Get on the website as you listen to the show. You can have BreakRadioShow.com going on, and watch Ed's picture. It says Edward's blog post. Oh, you do blogs.
We blog.
You blog a lot.
So, not enough.
So anyway, the importance of networking. That's I don't think people understand that, first of all, how important it is and really how to do it. And I'm going to ask both you and Al what the importance is of networking as well as how to do it properly. Because I believe networking is about developing relationships and giving to help other people versus trying to make a quick sale.
I'll start first. Dave Sherman, I had a privilege of meeting with him and going through his material. And something that he says is give, just give, give, give. And then you will, you know, that it will reciprocate. And that happened just today alone. We were sitting at the Rock Bottom Brewery. That's one of the North Phoenix Chamber mixers or meetings. That is a industry-specific meeting. The young lady that was giving her presentation today had difficulty with her laptop. She could not get it connected to the projector. And she's struggling. She's sweating bullets. And one of the individuals there said, well, we have a computer guy sitting right here. I didn't know if she was struggling. I just saw her there, you know, just typing away, trying to load. Well, in any case, one of the individuals said, hey, there's Al. Just ask him. I step over there. I see what the problem is. Within about a minute and a half, I had it resolved. Her PowerPoint presentation was on the screen, and everyone was just giving, you know, gave me an applause because, oh, yes, that's great.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so at that everyone then in the room sees how networking, works. And we can lend a hand to others. They see how we operate and just giving without asking for anything in return. That I thought was a perfect example today.
Well said, Al. And Edward, your take on the importance of networking and really how to network effectively.
Well, what Al said about Dave Sherman is absolutely right, and Dave does a phenomenal job of educating people on how to network. Mm-hmm. And networking has become so important that people have created industries about it. And Dave's got books on it, and you can actually Google Dave Sherman, and you'll find out information about him. And he's partnered a lot with another phenomenal networker, Gelly Eckenblatt of NetworkingPhoenix.com.
Yeah.
And so we have all these opportunities to network. And some people shy away from larger events because they say there's just too many people. Well, I don't necessarily subscribe to that. You've heard the old adage about it's not what you know, but who you know.
Yeah.
And somewhat in some instances it is about who you know. But more importantly, it's about who knows you. Because you can know 2,000 people and your phone won't ring. But if 2,000 people know who you are, and you don't have to know any one of them, but your phone's going to ring because people are going to be looking for your services. Mm-hmm. So it's more important about who knows you. And networking, the most important social networking, in my opinion, is face-to-face.
Yeah.
And as for speed networking is great to make an initial contact, but then there still has to be a relationship that's developed beyond that. And so our chamber has really done a great job of emphasizing relationship networking, not just you can fog a mirror, here's my card, go away, and maybe I'll use you, maybe I won't, because that doesn't develop a relationship. You know, it may work for someone, you know, doing landscaping, but you're not going to use a cardiologist that way.
Right.
You know, so it's really important for people to meet who you are and then have an opportunity to really get to know you and to understand your level of integrity on how you do your business and really get a sense of who you are and who your business is before they will feel comfortable referring you to other people. And networking is not just about getting a client out of the person across from you. It's about creating them or developing them into a center of influence that they're going to refer you to their Rolodex in their head.
Yeah, and that, so it really boils down is are you able to create very deep and meaningful relationships then? It might boil down to that. And of course, when you have a relationship, what are some of the key elements? I'll just name a few, and then you guys can join in. I think trust would be really important now.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Trust in my industry that and others like medical, you just hesitate letting someone that is untrained without knowing their background or history or references touch your eyes like an optometrist. I wouldn't want someone cutting my eyes that operates out of the back of a van, you know.
Hey, I got a special deal. You know, some guy comes out of the alley with the van. That would be really bad.
Right. So the trust and reputation as well. That's what the business networking does is we get our name out there amongst others. And as long as it's a good reputation, that's important to do what you say you're going to do and provide a good service. But reputation and as well as trust.
Right. And you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's not about making a mistake or flubbing every once in a while. It's about how you handle the mistake and
yeah.
what you do to follow
Great.
Up with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all human. There's always that human factor, and things happen. The unexpected happens. And so where you can excel is if something goes awry, it's what you do to correct that. And that's what's going to leave the impression in your customer, client, guest's mind about the level of integrity and service that you provide. So it's not about being perfect all the time. It's about being excellent because we're never going to hit perfection, but we can hit excellence.
And you can True. Take responsibility.
Right.
True.
That's what we're saying. The other couple other terms I'll throw out is credibility and being reliable. How important is that in a relationship? Credibility and being reliable.
Yes, absolutely. Reliability is key. It's almost a comedy when you talk about hiring, you know, certain industries of, contracting. You know, they say they're going to be there between, you know, 10 and yeah. 2 in the afternoon, and you feel blessed if they come that week.
Yeah.
You know, why is that? You know, why is that acceptable?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you find a contractor who says they'll be there between 10 and 2, and they're there, and you feel blessed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow.
Or a doctor's office, right?
Yeah.
You go there, you set something at 10, and you get in at 1.
Right. And what other industry can that happen at, and it be okay?
Yes.
That's sort of odd. Why do you think that is? What's up with that?
Because you need them.
Oh. Well, that's why. I knew there was a reason.
Right.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. So let's go over some of the events coming up. Perhaps even this week or in the next month, any particular events you want to invite people to.
Absolutely. If people have their schedule open this evening, we have a fantastic opportunity for you to get to know and meet some of the individuals with our chamber, as well as have some great food at one of our members, Valle Luna. We have two locations. Both of them are members of our chamber. There's one on North Cave Creek and another one that's on West Bell Road. It's 3336 West Bell Road. That's where our mixer is tonight, starting at 5:30. And we're actually moving some of our events, not only keeping them to the east, but also moving more networking to the West Valley to open up opportunities for businesses in the West Valley that have not been available.
And a shout out to the manager at Valle Luna, Jesse White, who's been on her show. I'll tell you, this is a fabulous restaurant. I've been to both locations. I think they have a third location as well somewhere in the east. But they are a great family-owned restaurant. The food is phenomenal. The environment is just spectacular. What time does that start tonight?
Starts at 5:30.
5:30. Do they need new members or new people wanting to check it out? Should they call you or call the chamber, or how does that work?
I would prefer that you call the chamber and leave your name, and I'll get the message. Obviously, I'm not at the office. And I'll make sure that you're on the VIP list when you get there. If by chance you don't have a chance to call, and that number, by the way, is area code 602-482-3344. 602-482-3344. However, if by chance they can't call, if you get to the front door at the reception table to sign in, just tell them that you're my guest, Edward Gomillion, or Al Fulton. Drop either name, and you will get in at no cost.
That is cool. Am I on the VIP list?
I'll have to check.
Oh, great. Well, I know Al.
I think there's a pretty good chance that you're there.
I'm going tonight. I'm not kidding. This is a great venue to go and meet the great people at Valle Luna and meet all the great people, of course, at the North Phoenix Chamber. I think you're going to have a pretty good crowd, you told me, right?
We do, yes.
What do you anticipate?
About 40 to 50 people minimum.
So that's a pretty good crowd, right, Al?
It is, and I wanted to say that I've eaten at the restaurant as well. The food is excellent. The service is good. Very, very cheerful attendance. So welcome everybody that's listening to this event, and we'll let Edward talk about one of the other events.
Yeah. What do we got? We
have several events through the month, and if you check out our website, you can click on events and see what's coming up into the future. We also, once a month, we'll have a networking mixer, sometimes two a month, and as a matter of fact, this is our second networking mixer, but we also do grand openings, ribbon cuttings, and also other events like that, as well as business specials, including Monday, Wednesday, and Friday lunches. Monday and Wednesday are industry-specific, meaning there's one computer service specialist, one insurance specialist, one attorney.
And which days are those?
Monday and Wednesday are industry-specific. Okay. So you just have to see if your industry's spot is taken or not, or open. And Friday is open network working to everyone.
Mm.
And then Wednesday mornings... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say Friday. That's the one I was hoping he would discuss. I attend that one, and it is open to the general industries, and it's a very, very good place to meet other chamber members.
As well as NetOne Services being a proud sponsor of the Friday networking lunch. So thank you very
much. Oh, cool. Really?
Sure, yes.
Absolutely.
And where is that located?
That's the one on Friday is located at the Moon Valley Country Club.
Which is a great venue. Yes. I've been there for other events. I like it.
Yes, it is. We have the top floor. It's an excellent
establishment. Top floor.
Sky room.
Sky room.
Wow. Yep. How'd you get the sky room?
We're the North Phoenix Chamber of
Commerce. No wonder.
And also, that was largely in part of our friend, Luke Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Luke. Yes.
That's right. So
that's another shout out for Luke.
Got to give Luke props on that one.
Absolutely. That is so cool. So, again, if they want to attend any of these events, they can call 602-482-3344.
And I would be remiss if I didn't quickly mention our Wednesday breakfast.
Oh, yes. What do
Wednesday
you got?
Breakfast at the Moon Valley Cafe, northwest corner of 7th Street and Thunderbird, which is more of a networking, yes, but it's more of a think tank.
I went to that one. Remember, I met you there once.
Yes,
Al.
Yes.
That was a nice one. Edward, you weren't there at that particular time. I think you're out of town. But that was a fun event. I met the owner of that particular restaurant, a very nice person.
Yes, and there is a gentleman, Lyle Johnson. Lyle Johnson. He is a sales guru, and he shares his expertise with the attendees,
wow.
The members. So it is a real. It's more than just business networking. It is actually educational.
That is so cool. Well, this segment flew by, but guess what? We will still have Edward Gomillion from 2:30 to 3 with, of course, Al Fulton. And joining Al is a great member of your team, Christian Marison.
Yes.
And great at social media, web design. I know because he did our sports site. That's how I know. He's really good at this. And when we come back from our break, we will have a discussion on social media. Again, sponsored by NetOne Services, a great team approach to excellence, I'm going to call it. Hey, that could be a new tagline.
Well, great. Thank you, Dave.
I like it.
Yeah, you like it? A great approach to excellence. Wow. Do I get a credit for that one?
You do.
Yeah, we'll coin that for you.
Hey, this was good. And, of course, from 3 to 4, it's still more of NetOne Services with Leah Haven, owner and founder of SmartFem. You don't want to miss that. Make sure you stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spieing relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business, such as a partnership or corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spieing has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spieing, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.